There's a question there in verse 34 that I want you to consider with me for a little time in the gospel tonight. 2 Samuel 19, verse 34. And Barzillai said unto the king, the king, of course, is David, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? It's those words just in the middle of the verse. Look at them carefully. Ponder them tonight earnestly. How long have I to live? I think it's an appropriate question for us tonight for many reasons. We've just entered into a new year. Another year of our lives is over. Another year of our lives in the grace and mercy of God has just begun. And as we look out upon the future, this is a good question to ask. Last year was an unusual year for us as a congregation, with so much serious illness and death, so many families that were visited by death and passed through the valley of the shadow. And in that light, men and women, this is a very important, a very appropriate question for us to consider. How long have I to live? John R. Rice, the American evangelist, was a great and prolific hymn writer. One of the best known hymns that he wrote was those words, "So little time, the harvest will be over." And men and women, that's what I want to stress to you in the service tonight, particularly those words, "So little time." I want you to ponder that carefully. How little time you have upon this earth as a whole. How little time that you have still left of your life, and how little time you have to be saved if you're still out of Christ as you sit in the gospel service this evening. The reality is that time is running out for every one of us, and that time is running out very quickly indeed, and I urge you to take that to heart this evening. You don't have much time left, and we're reminded of that fact especially every time a new week begins, every time a new month commences, and particularly every time a new year commences. And that, men and women, is what old Barzillai is pondering. He has so little time. That's what he's thinking about. That's what he's facing in this passage. He's considering, just like the psalmist David, how short his time is. He realizes that at this time when David's coming back across the River Jordan, he realizes perhaps as never before that his life is almost over. He realizes that death and eternity are near. They're very near indeed. And so as all of those thoughts and emotions are found in his heart and well up in his heart, he asks himself this vital question: how long have I to live? And I say to you tonight, men and women, we all need to ask this question today, even the saints of God found in this service. Because remember that Barzillai was a child of God. So all of us here this evening must make this inquiry. But in this meeting, this gospel service, I want to direct this question especially to the unsaved, the unconverted that are present with us and present amongst us. Could it be that you have lived for a long time, lived 20, 30, 40, 50 years, maybe more, but you've never asked this question? You've never asked, how long have I to live? How long have I still got left upon this earth? How long will it be until you die, till your life is over, till your funeral service takes place? I want to urge you, men and women, to stop as you hurry along in the pleasure-mad throng. I want to urge you to stop. Take a little time this evening to make this very inquiry in this meeting, this gospel service. So let's consider together carefully this very vital question. I want you to notice, in the first place, it's a personal question. Notice that Barzillai asks, how long have I to live? I want to point out to you that he's not thinking here about others. He's not asking, how long is David to live? Remember that recently David's life had been in serious danger. That's the context of the verses. It's found in the passage. They're bringing back the king. But he's not asking, how long is David to live? Nor is he asking, how long is Absalom to live? Remember David's rebel son? The fact is that Absalom didn't live much longer. Absalom died young. He died before his father David. What a lamentation that was. But Barzillai isn't asking, how long is Absalom to live? He isn't thinking of others. He's focusing on his own death. He's asking himself this question. He's considering it personally. He's taking it to his own heart. What Barzillai is doing here is he's thinking of his own life, his own soul. He's considering his own funeral, his own eternity. And men and women, I urge you, everyone, I urge you to do the same. Don't be thinking tonight about a family member or a friend, those that are around you. Don't be thinking of what stage of life they're at. There is, of course, a place for that. But what you need to do this evening is this. Look at yourself. You need to personally, individually, every soul in the gathering, you need to ask tonight, how long have I to live? It's a personal question. And I urge you, and I warn you tonight, men and women, not to dodge the question. Many people try to do that. Don't dodge this vital question. Because this is a question for every person here. Doesn't matter who you are. Doesn't matter where you're from. Doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter tonight how good your health might be. This is a question for everyone, for every person, for every individual. Why is that? Well, for this reason. Because you're all going to die. Every one of us. Without exception. So every person here needs to ask, how long have I got left to live? Do you remember that David said, our days on earth are as a shadow, and there is none abiding? He's telling us, he's leaving it perfectly clear to us, that there's nobody that's going to be here forever. There's none that is abiding. This is a question for every person. Do you remember in Genesis 5, you read of those that lived the longest? Some of them lived for nearly 1,000 years. Let me make it clear that those were literal, actual years, just as we know them. Methuselah lived for 969 literal years. But the fact is this, men and women, every one of them died. No one is here forever. They died. Those who lived so long. And the warning is, if they died, then so will you. So I remind you, men and women, it's a personal question. Remember, too, there's only two people in all the history of the world who didn't die. Those were Enoch and Elijah. They were the exceptions of the rule. The Bible states it's appointed unto men once to die. There are exceptions. Those two men were the exception. The Lord allows the exception for a reason. He allows every exception for a reason because he wants to teach us some great truths. And the fact is that Enoch and Elijah being caught up to heaven without dying, it teaches us this great lesson. Listen carefully. There's only one exception to death, and that's the second coming of Christ. We which are alive and remain will be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. So the fact tonight is this. You're waiting for the Lord Jesus coming or the Lord Jesus calling. I can assure you, this evening he won't come for a little while yet. There are still events to take place, still prophecies to be fulfilled. But I want you to see, men and women, here's a personal question. We're all going to die. Here's a question for every person, every soul in this gathering, whether you're young or old, whether you're rich or poor, whether you're in good health or in bad health. Every individual needs to ask, needs to consider this question tonight. How long have I to live? How much time do you still have left? How soon will it be when you cross the river of death and go out into eternity? It's a personal question. Notice too, it's a prudent question. The fact is, Barzillai was a man of noble character. Study what the Bible says about him. There were many things in his life to commend him. He was a hard-working man. He was faithful. He was loyal. He was generous. He was considerate. He's certainly a role model. He's a man to emulate and to follow. But I want you to see, men and women, that in addition to all of that, he was a man of wisdom. A man of wisdom. You look at the text. How long have I to live? Think as well of verse 37. Take a look at it. He says, let thy servant, I pray thee, turn back again, that I may die in mine own city and be buried by the grave of my father and of my mother. Here's a man and he's thinking about death. He's considering eternity. And I want to assure you, men and women, tonight, that's a very wise thing to do. In fact, that's one of the wisest things that any person could ever do. So this is a prudent question. Notice as he considers this question, he ponders his old age. He says he's now 80. Verse 35, I am this day 80 years old. I wonder if that day was actually his birthday. He says, I am this day 80 years old. He considers as well where he wants to die. He says in verse 37, in his own city. He tells us where he wants to be buried. Again in verse 37, he wants to be buried by his parents. So it's clear, men and women, Barzillai's thoughts are full of death. And there's no doubts about any of these things. He's thinking clearly about his latter end. And can I say to you tonight that you need to do the same? Need to think about your latter end? Remember, the devil doesn't want you to do that. He doesn't want you to think about dying. The last thing the devil wants you to do is to think about your soul and think about eternity, because he wants your soul. Of course, it's not a pleasant thing to think about dying. To some people, that's an awful, a very morbid thing. And there are many people that put it completely out of their mind and out of their thoughts. And perhaps you're one of those people. But can I remind you of this, men and women? It's a wise thing to think about death. The Bible actually teaches that. Moses said, oh, that they were wise, that they understood this, that they would consider their latter end. So the Bible's clear about it. Here's the teaching of the Scriptures, the exhortation of the Word of God. It's a wise thing to think about death, clearly exhorted in the Word of God. So Barzillai was a wise man. Can I ask you, in the gospel service in Armagh Free Church tonight, will you be wise as you sit in the pew where you are? You think of the rich farmer, Luke chapter 12. The Savior didn't call him wise. It's the very opposite. The Savior called him a fool. And remember that the person the Lord calls a fool is a fool indeed. But why was he a fool? For this reason, he neglected his soul, made no preparation for eternity. He was too taken up with time, but he had no thought of eternity. And men and women, if you're not saved this evening, if you have no time for spiritual things, you're a fool too, just as that farmer was. Remember, there's no more foolish thing that any person can do than to reject God's offer of mercy, God's offer of salvation. You think just for a moment, what is the answer to this question that we're considering tonight? How long have I to live? What is the answer? What answer can you give to that this evening? The answer, men and women, is simply this for every one of us. We don't know. At best, it's not long. Do you remember the dilemma that old Isaac faced when he was getting old and sick and frail? He said, I know not the day of my death. And the fact is, that's true of every one of us here this evening. We don't know. You don't know the day that you're going to die. That's something only the Lord knows. He has appointed our bounds and we cannot pass. But what that means, men and women, is this. You need to be ready. You need to be ready to die. Doesn't Amos warn us of the need to prepare to meet thy God? And I assure you tonight, men and women, that's the wisest thing that you can ever do. And I plead with you to do it tonight in this meeting without any further delay. Come to Jesus Christ and experience his salvation. That will be the wisest thing that you will ever do in this world and in this life. So it's a prudent question. I want you to see as well the priority of the question. Look at the end of the text. He says, how long have I to live that I should go up with the king unto Jerusalem? Let me emphasize, this is a question of priority. What it stresses for us is, what should be given priority in your heart and in your life? You think of Barzillai. He'd been given a great invitation, given a great opportunity. The invitation was to go up to Jerusalem, to live at the palace, to be with King David for perhaps the rest of his days upon this earth. It was the sort of invitation that you would think a person couldn't refuse. But Barzillai did refuse. He graciously said no. He graciously declined the offer. Why was that, men and women? That's worthy of our consideration tonight. He did it for this reason. Because he knew there was something far more important. There was something that he needed to give priority to. Something that he needed to give first place to. You see, this old man at the end of his days, he's teaching all of us a great lesson here tonight. He's setting us a great example. And it is this. The most important thing in life, men and women, is to prepare for death. To be ready for eternity. Can I ask you, is that true of you tonight? What is your priority today? As you look out upon a new week, look out upon a new year, what is your priority? Didn't the Savior say, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you? Are you doing that? What are you giving first place to as you set out on 2019? Is it your soul? Is it your soul's destiny in eternity? Oh, I know tonight there are many places that you could go, many things that you can do, many matters that you can attend to, many people that you can see, many appointments that you can keep. Life can be so busy. Life can be so full. Do you know the result of that? You can have no time and no thought for the things of God. I stress to you, men and women, there is nothing more important, nothing, than your soul's salvation. Never forget that. It doesn't matter what it is. It doesn't matter what it's worth. It doesn't matter tonight who it is. There is nothing and nobody that is more important than your soul's salvation. Remember that your soul is the most valuable thing that you have. The most valuable thing that any person has. It is the most valuable thing tonight that you possess by far. And your soul can be lost. And it can be lost forever. The Savior said in those solemn words, what shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? The message is clear. You need to look to your soul tonight. Be sure before everything else, first and foremost, that it's well. It's well with your soul. Didn't the Savior say to Martha, but one thing is needful? And men and women, there's only one thing needful in the light of eternity. Only one thing. God's so great salvation. And I urge you tonight not to neglect it. Not to neglect it. There's one other thing. This is a pressing question. Think again of the question before us. How long have I to live? And remember, let me reiterate it for you. The time is short, men and women. That is true of every one of us. The time is very short. But it's especially true of those who are on in years. Remember, Barzillai tells us in verse 32 he's an old man. In verse 35 he tells us he's an octogenarian. He's 80 years of age. And he's underlining for us that Time is quickly running out. And you know what he wants every one of us here to see? Regardless of what age you are, what stage of life you're at, he wants us to learn that the end of life will come upon you so quickly. The end of your days will be here sooner than you think and sooner than you realize. Regardless of what age you are tonight. And what that means, men and women, is this. This is a pressing question. This is a question that needs immediate attention. It requires an instant response. This is not the sort of matter, the sort of issue, the sort of question that can be left, brushed to the side, forgotten, neglected. This, men and women, is not an issue to trifle with or to be careless about. You can't afford to wait until tomorrow. You can't afford to put it off until some more convenient season. Why is that? Well, there's no guarantee you'll still be alive. Doesn't the Bible say that we're not to boast of tomorrow? Remember, too, there's no guarantee that the Spirit will still be speaking, working in your heart and life. The book of Genesis, right at the beginning of the Bible, we're warned, my Spirit shall not always strive with man. There's no guarantee that you'll still be able to think and to reason and to consider the things of God. You look there at the 35th verse. He says, I am this day 80 years of old, and can I discern between good and evil? Can thy servant taste what I eat or what I drink? Can I hear any more the voice of singing men and singing women? Wherefore then should thy servant be yet a burden unto my Lord, the King? You see what he's saying? That his faculties are losing their power. This man that was a man of iron, the iron man, he's losing his strength, his physical and his mental strength. And the first thing on the list there is the fact that his mind wasn't as sharp, it wasn't as clear as once it was. I want to say to you, men and women, there's great urgency. There's great urgency with regard to this question tonight. You need to press into the kingdom of God. You need to flee tonight from the wrath that is to come. And you need to do that while you still have time, while you still have opportunity. The Bible warns us, today is the day of salvation. The Bible says that now is the accepted time. This, men and women, this question, how long have I to live? This is not a question for tomorrow. This is not a question for next week, next month, next year. This, men and women, is a question for the here and now. When should you answer this question? When should you respond to it? By getting saved and getting right with God? You need to do it now, today, in this meeting. Because remember, there is such a thing as the last invitation. Such a thing as the last opportunity. You think of Noah's Ark. Noah preached, Noah warned that wicked generation for 120 years. 120. Think of how patient God was with that generation. But there came a day when the Lord stepped in and shut the door of the ark. And that day, men and women, that was the day of the last sermon, the day of the last warning, the day of the last invitation, the day of the last opportunity. The opportunity of salvation was gone. And you know the most solemn part of that is, it was gone forever. And I warn you, be careful tonight, lest the same thing happens to you. The hymn writer said, we'll sing the words in a moment or two, how do you know, but your soul may be drifting over the deadline tonight. So here, men and women, is a vital question. How long have I to live? Time is short. It's short, so very short. You don't have much time left. You don't have much time to be saved. You don't have much time to get right with God and ready for eternity. And I pray the Lord will write that very clearly, very powerfully upon your heart. I'll say this to you in closing. It's interesting, as you look at the life of Barzillai, He's one of those characters in the scriptures that most of what is recorded about him is recorded about the end of his life. We're not really told much about the start. He lived a long life, 80 years. But we're not told much about the start or the middle. The most of what we're told is about what happened right there at the very end. And there's an important reason for that, men and women. And it's this. I pray the Lord will underline it for you. You'll see it clearly. So we'll bring the meeting to close tonight. The reason that we're told most about the end of the life of Barzillai is for this purpose. He teaches us how to die. He teaches us, by his example here, how to face eternity. And men and women, that's one of the greatest lessons of life. Alexander White was a very famous Scottish preacher in Edinburgh in the 19th century. In fact, if I digress tonight, I could tell you some very interesting things about Alexander White and his congregation. He had an elder there who was a medical doctor, Dr. Joseph Bell. He was the original Sherlock Holmes. Dr. Joseph Bell lectured in medicine in the University in Edinburgh, and Arthur Conan Doyle studied under Joseph Bell, and that was the man that he based Sherlock Holmes upon. Some very interesting things about Alexander White and his congregation. One of the things that Alexander White is most known for is his studies on Bible characters. Right throughout the Word of God, there's a great series of books that you can buy. They're very useful, very profitable. What Alexander White said of Barzillai, or one of the things that he said about him, was this: that having shown us how to live, and I've emphasized the sterling character that he had, but having shown us how to live, he shows us also how to die. And what a lesson that is, men and women. And I urge you to learn it. Learn it from Barzillai tonight. And be sure of this fact: before you go from this gospel service, you're ready to die. You're ready for death. You're ready for eternity. By experiencing the new birth and having the joy of sins forgiven. Barzillai said unto the king, "How long have I to live?" I pray the Lord will impress that in your heart tonight. Make it a blessing. May it be the means of bringing you to the Savior. 232, please. O sinner, the Savior is calling for thee.